Hey docs, welcome to the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm the host, Dr. Sharon McLaughlin. We are the premier location where women physicians learn about business so that they can have the freedom to live their best life. We have this podcast, we have a supportive community of over 9,000 women physicians, we create opportunities for each other, and we network. We have a summit twice a year, which is absolutely free. I've created a journal to take a deep dive into what you really want. Lastly, we've created a business school. It's all about community and accountability. We're going to have masterclasses, we're going to have group coaching, and we're going to have actionable steps. You'll be given a blueprint for your business. And this will launch September 2022. Come and learn from industry experts, because I truly believe that not one person knows it all. And the more people that you listen to, you'll have better ideas. We're going to have brainstorming sessions as well, but it truly is all about community and accountability. Make sure you get on the early bird pricing. That will be $500 for the full year. Yes, you heard me right, $500 for the full year. You don't need a high ticket item to learn about business. I've been through this before, I've built up other businesses, I've helped other people, and if we all come together, which I'm planning on doing, you'll see that we're going to have a ton of value at a very low cost price. On top of that, I want you to witness how this can be done. So come and join me as I build out our Female Physician Entrepreneurs Business School. You will be absolutely amazed. Hey, Female Physician Entrepreneurs, I am honored to be here. This week, I wanted to talk about speaking and what we could do to make our talks just a little bit more vibrant. Remember, speaking is one of the best things that we can do as far as getting our business out there. Nowadays, we don't have to worry about getting on TV. We have YouTube, we have social media, we have a podcast. Use this to your ability. Make it your own platform. The problem with using some social media is that you can go on, you can do a post, and then a few hours later, a day or so later, it is gone. Let's talk about having your own platform and being able to be a good speaker. I'd like you to actually invite yourself to be a speaker on someone else's platform. It's a great way to network and collaborate, and then take more action. What I'd like you to do is actually get out there and ask to be paid for your speaking. You heard me. All right, what makes a good talk? Definitely knowing your content ahead of time, right? It is hard to go out there and just talk. One of the things that I like to do is bullet points. Bullet points can help. This way I'm not reading off a certain script, but I'm also, it helps me as far as, did I forget this? Did I forget that? It also helps calm my nerves. I'm always afraid of forgetting something. If I have bullet points, that helps. But definitely preparing your content ahead of time and thinking about what possible questions may arise. This way you're prepared to answer them. Open strong. I think that's so important, right? There's like talking head videos. After a few minutes, people seem to nod off, they phase out, maybe they'll pick up their phone. That's not good, right? We want to prevent that. So make sure you open strong. You could do a quote, maybe a small poem. What about a statistic? Depending on what you're talking about, but I think statistics is a great eye-opener. People are going to be like, I had an idea, but I didn't know it was that bad, right? When you start mentioning actual statistics. So try to do something like that. The other thing is, do not overwhelm your audience. One of the things that I think has helped me, and I also mentioned this when we build our courses, just do about three different things. In courses, we talk about maybe three different modules. Speaking, three different ideas. The more information you give, people will get lost. They're like, well, what was she saying? And trying to write things down. And sometimes it just goes over their head. They just can't concentrate. So limit it to just about three things, three ideas, and then you could work on each of those ideas and build them up. If you have a strong message, make sure you're repeating it. Repeat it throughout the speech so that that message that you want to provide, that you want to give, is there. And people, again, they may have missed it the first time, the second time, by the third time you say it, they're not going to miss it. So that's another thing that we can do as far as making our speeches a little bit more memorable. Another tip is keeping it clear and concise. If you've noticed, my podcasts are about 15 minutes long, if that, on any given week. The reason for that is because I know we're busy. I know that after about 15 minutes, most of my audience phases off, right? They nod off. They're thinking about other things. I have to check my email. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to get back to this one on, an email or phone call, whatever it is. Therefore, keep your talks concise as possible. Now, it could be that you need to give a 45-minute talk. Don't add a lot of fluff because, again, when you're adding a lot of fluff, if it's not meaningful, if it's not having an impact, people are going to zone out. We don't want them to do that, right? So remember trying to be clear and concise. Definitely practicing. I think as women physicians, I've mentioned this before, as a whole, we are very good speakers. We're used to taking very complex knowledge, information, breaking it up, and then be able to rehash it into very easily digestible information so that the patient understands what we're saying about their disease process. So do me a favor, just keep on practicing. One of the ways that you can do this is simply by recording yourself on a video. That's right, on your phone. That's all you have to do. Sit in front of your phone, look in the eye of the camera, and just talk. And then go back. You're probably going to be very critical of yourself. Try not to do that. This is a learning process, right? This is all practice. But see what you can do as far as making your talk better. I know one of the things I'm working on is that I tend to talk with my hands, which is a problem. I grew up in a very Italian household, and this was one of the things is that it was very common to speak with our hands. But I noticed, and that could be very distracting, so I try not to do that. One of the things I am working on is limiting the use of, the motion of my hands. I wouldn't have noticed that until I watched myself on video. Something that you can simply do, record yourself. Same thing with your body language. Does your body language actually match what you're saying? Are people getting distracted by your body language when you give a talk? Tell me about your posture. Are you kind of hunching over? Is your head down? Are you actually looking, making eye contact with the audience or with the eye of the camera? Remember, when you're talking, even if you're talking to a video, a camera, you want to make sure that you're actually looking in the eye of the camera because for the person receiving that, the person listening, it looks like you're looking right at them and talking to them. I strongly encourage that when you're doing video, definitely look in the eye of the camera and just act like you're speaking to your friend. You're providing information. You really want to engage them and you're trying to help them out. That's the way I always say it. When people tell me they're nervous, they don't want to do public speaking, I say, you know the information better than anyone. Make sure you practice it and then just talk like you were talking to a friend that needed help, a friend that wanted to hear what you had to say about a topic. Articulation is extremely important. I speak softly, and one of the things that I need to do is project my voice. Again, something I'm working on. You certainly don't want to speak too fast. And again, I definitely have a tendency to do that. So I'm making an effort to slow down my pace of talking. Maybe you talk too slow. Maybe there's too much space in between. Perhaps you mumble. But again, these are all things that can be looked at when you're actually looking at yourself on a video. So make sure that you're recording yourself and you're objectively looking back on your video. And again, don't over-critique yourself. Don't worry about it. This is a learning process. It is how we improve. Make sure you're using call to actions in your talk. If you're taking the time and energy, this is money, right? I always tell you, time equates to money. So then we want to see a return on investment. You've prepared the talk, you've done a great job preparing the talk, you've watched your body language, you have a clear message, it's concise. Now, what do you want the audience to do? Use a call to action. If you wait to the very end, people may turn off. I'm doing a podcast. At the end, I always mention something, right? If I wait till the very end, you guys may just click off, go to another episode, go to another podcast, make dinner, whatever you're going to do. If I do it halfway through, say for instance, we're talking about building our business here. Did you guys know that I had an ebook on building our business? You can find that at fpestrong.com. So make sure when you go to my website that you're able to click on, there's a pop-up, you can sign up right there, and then that will take you to a thank you page, and you'll be able to then confirm your email address, and you will get that ebook from us. It's the ebook for career transition as well as building your business. And you can find that at fpestrong.com. Notice how I'm doing this halfway throughout the podcast. chances are the audience is going to be listening still, and therefore they're not going to be tuning you out. So remember, halfway through, the beginning, halfway through, but don't wait till the very end all the time, do a call to action and make sure that it's very specific. What do you want them to do? So what if they go to your website? What next? People need to be told what to do. So I would say, go to the website, there's a pop-up, you can sign up there. At that point, then you need to confirm your email, kind of giving them steps of what to expect. This way, they're able to get what you have to offer. But when you also make like a stepwise, do this, do that, they're more likely to follow through. So remember, as far as giving an awesome talk, keep it concise, do your practicing, watch your body language, make eye contact with who you're speaking to, make it memorable by giving statistics, really some hard facts that people could remember, make it memorable by repeating, and definitely give a call to action. All right, guys, I will see you next week on the podcast. Remember, our business school is opening September 2022. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.